on Southeast AgNet.
Florida citrus growers are getting used to new terms monthly, if not more often. They are learning phrases like psyllid repellents and pest-induced plant volatiles, or at least they did at last week's Florida Citrus Growers Institute in Avon Park, where scientists discussed the latest research into HLB disease and the psyllids that spread it. Lucas Stolinski, one of the new young University of Florida entomologists bringing high-tech research methods to psyllid control, said new psyllid repellents, including sulfur compounds, are reducing psyllid populations in lab tests. Stolinski said pest-induced volatiles make the plant cry out for help, attracting beneficial insects that attack the psyllids feeding on a citrus tree. Stolinski said growers already have a pretty good array of tools to fight psyllids, including insecticides, application methods, good timing information, and monitoring techniques. But he also warned growers that the repeated use of the same pesticides may lead to resistance, meaning that those pesticides no longer work on the psyllids the growers are trying to control. To avoid resistance, he suggested regularly switching the insecticides growers use so that psyllids don't become resistant to them. Stay tuned to this station or check the citrus section at www.southeastagnet.com for regular updates on this topic and any others related to Florida citrus.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.